coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report as we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in South Alabama. So glad to have you with us on a beautiful Saturday morning. I am Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland. Hold on, let me throw the air quotes up. On assignment.
On assignment,
that's yes. Right. So Coach Mark Lasseter in the house with me. Coach, just you and I, brother. Just you. What is it, me and you and a dog named Boo?
That's it. That is it. Where's Boo? Where'd Boo go?
In the corner. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. It was been a long week, you know. A lot of things going on this week, but just in the middle of football season, it's just, you know, it never stops. There's something going on. You're keeping up with different teams and talking to coaches all week long, you know, seeing old friends and stuff during the week, you know. That's really a lot of fun at middle school games and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, it's been a busy week. A lot of things happening. You know, one thing that I wanted to be, you and I were talking about a moment ago, you know, one of our sponsors, Blue Water Millworks, has been a sponsor of ours, gosh, about 10 years now.
A long time.
And just great folks. And Robert Deneef, CEO of that company, and is a friend of mine, and his boy David and my two boys, Brooks and Landon, kind of grew up together.
Sure.
In fact, they were called the Trace Amigos back during the day. But Robert and I were talking this summer about some things, and Robert says, you know, I really have a heart for those guys that play sports, especially football, and they go through the summer workouts, they get into fall camp, they get into the season.
Weight room.
And they're there all the time. They're
right.
Always there. And they work hard, but they're just never quite on the talent level to make the starting lineup. You know, just kind of – and he and I talked about that, and he goes, I'd just like to do something for those guys. And so we've decided we're going to put together a thing, and we're going to coaches that are listening out there this morning, we're going to be sending something to you about this. And so it's going to be an award we'll give out every Saturday during football season for a guy who's not that starter, but he's always there. And so the other day at practice, we had a little break in practice, and I was talking to one of our coaches about this award, and we were talking about some of the guys on our team and stuff like that. And I said, but I'm having a hard time naming this thing. And one of our players, Noah Kane, plays free safety and wide receiver for us. He goes, Coach, we can call it the Gritty Award. And I was going, you know, do that little gritty dance.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I said, but I just don't know if I want to do the, you know, people thinking about that gritty dance
right,
thing. You know,
right.
I don't know if I want to do that. And he said, well, just grit. And then it hit me. True grit. You know, one of my favorite movies of all
Absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. So Noah Kane at Bayside he gets credit for naming this award because he's the one who came up with the foundation of it. But it is an award that will go out to a player for every school. We're going to get one, and we'll have a little thing for them and get it to their coach so they can deliver it to them, put it at their house. But it's going to be called the True Grit Award. And so, coaches, you'll be hearing something from myself or Rick next week about that. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really appreciate Robert Deneef and Blue Water Millworks coming up with an idea for something like that.
That is very good. I'm going to tell you, it's very good because those guys work just as hard.
They do.
You know, as you mentioned, they're out there all the time, and they just don't get to see the field like in their mind they'd like to.
Right.
But they're going to go out there and practice hard. And when they do play,
They play hard.
They do.
Okay.
They give everything they got.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Hey, we've got a big show lined up for you. Let me go ahead and set the table for you. Coming up on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line, we're going to give you some scores from around the state, the balance of this segment and the next segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with the head football coach for the Tigers of T.R. Miller. Ronnie Cottrell is going to be on. They got a nice win over Flemington last night, 27-10, the final in that. We'll wrap up the first hour with the leadership segment. Then we go into the second hour. We'll talk with Wes Lambert, the owner of the Dumb Waiter restaurant. We got a lot to get into with him. He's got a golf tournament coming up. We'll talk about that. There's just so many things we can talk to
right
with Wes. Then at 9:15, we'll go back and talk high school football again, talking with Zach Golson, the head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery. They get a win last night over Robertsdale, 37-0. And then we'll talk with Cody Floynoy, the head football coach for the Aggies of Jackson. Okay, this is 28-14 winners. They're 4A, 28-14 winners over a very, very good 7A Baker team last night.
I saw that score, and I had a feeling that Jackson could beat Baker, because Baker's got a really good football team. I mean, it'll come down, I think, in that region 1-7A, Mary Montgomery, Baker, Daphne, all three of those teams are going to be fighting for that spot. Who's going to – for the first place spot. And it's going to be fun to watch that. But then here's Jackson, this 4A school. They're no secret now. I mean, we've been talking about them for about 3 or 4 years now because they've won two state titles in a row, and it looks like they got their eyes set on another one. Of course, now there's a team here in Fairhope over at St. Michael who wants to see if they can stop that.
Sure,
because I think they played last year in the quarters of the semis, and that's probably going to happen again, those two teams. Two of the greatest players are recruiting-wise,
right,
on those two teams, and Gunner Rivers at St. Michael and
Duckworth,
the quarterback, and then Crowell, the running back. I mean, those two guys are tremendous players. So, man, that'll be a fun game to watch. But we're going to talk to Cody Flournoy and his guys about – I want to talk to him about, man, you beat Baker, your region, you're going to get into that pretty soon. What is it – I mean, every week it's like – how do you keep these guys motivated to really go out and give it their all every Friday night? You know, knowing that there's a pretty good chance they're going to win. So that ought to be a lot of fun.
You know, when you look around the state and you look at the different regions throughout the state, the southern part of Alabama, Region 1, whether it's 7A, 6A, 4A, I mean, I can tell you, tough, tough regions. 6A. Region 1 is perhaps one of the toughest regions in the state.
I agree. You know, it's Saraland and that crew.
Which we'll talk about that a little bit later.
They're pretty good. I mean, Spanish Fort's got a good football team. They do. They got a good little football team, and Saraland just
demolished.
Really just kind of thwarted them badly last night. And so, you know, they got a good one. 7A, Mary Montgomery and Baker, the two of the better teams around. 5A, I haven't really looked a lot at 5A, but I think that's going to be Vigor, and Vigor is undefeated right now. They beat UMS Wright last night, so I think that's one of the better teams in 5A.
What we'll do, too, before the show is out, we'll go through and take a look at the rankings at most of the regions throughout the state before last night's ball game. Okay, we won't get the new results until a little bit later in the week, but we'll kind of give you a setup as to who was leading the region prior to last night,
yeah,
or Thursday night's ball game. So, it's going to be an action-packed show. I'm telling you, when we come back, we're going to get into the scores. We won't have time to do it in this segment. We will also, let me just mention, we'll wrap up the show like we do each and every Saturday with the Camp Gray segment.
Yeah, the Camp Gray segment, you know, there's a lot of things to digest from this week.
Right.
You know, we've seen some tragedies, and we've seen some things happen that kind of boiled over to the front. And so what I really want to talk about today is, you know, if I'm an Alabama fan and you're an Auburn fan, we can disagree with one another. We can. We can say our team's better. We can argue with that. We can argue that point till we're blue in the face. Doesn't mean we have to take someone out to do it. I don't care what side of the coin you stand on. Makes no difference to me. It really, really doesn't. I just want people to understand that this is just not the way we do things. And there have been other people throughout our country that have been killed over these kind of things, you know, and it's just sad to me. And it's really sad that now this stuff is all on your phone. I mean, you can see that right off the bat. So
yeah.
How do we protect our kids from stuff like this? You know, how do we do that? So that's going to kind of be how we talk about the grace segment and what God has to say about it.
It'll be good. We're looking forward to it. All right. Hey, we'll take our first time out. When we come back, get ready. It will be a fast,
very fast,
very fast-paced.
Like NASCAR.
We'll give you all the scores from around the state. It happens next right here. You're on the Thompson Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Right here on the PSR Radio Network, Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster. Coach Rick Cleveland has the weekend off. He is on assignment. So we're going to go ahead and get kicked off, get some scores from around the state for you. This will include Thursday night games. Let's start off with 7A. Fairhope defeats Davidson 35-14. Alma Bryant makes a long road trip. They get the win over Springville 44-31. Auburn 23, Enterprise 7. Austin 34, Florence 8, Bob Jones 42, Grissom 0. Carver Montgomery, no problem with Smith Station, 47-0, the final in that. Central Phoenix City 56, Dothan 28, Daphne over Foley 38-7, Hewitt Trussell 17, Hoover 14, James Clemens 31, Huntsville 14, Mary Montgomery 37, Robertsdale 0, Opelika over Jag 59-20, Prattville with a win over Tuscaloosa County 49-7, Sparkman 45, Albertville 27, Thompson 41, Oak Mountain 0, and Vestavia Hills over Hillcrest 42-24.
In Class 6A, Benjamin Russell 49, Chilton County 16, Bessemer City 28, Central Tuscaloosa 7, Buckhorn 17, Hazel Green 14, Clay Chauvel 50, Shades Valley 0, Fort Payne 28, Southside 0, Gulf Shores 10, McGill 2 and Catholic 6, Hartsell 23, Columbia 0, Homewood 52, Woodlawn 8, Hueytown 42, Paul Bryant 7, Jackson Olin 45, Gardendale 31, Jasper 30, Coleman 29, May Jemison 40, Lee 0, Muscle Shoals 66, Decatur 0, Northridge 37, Brookwood 7, Oxford 41, Pinson Valley 40, Parker 42, Mortimer Jordan 7, Pelham 37, Calera 34, Pike Road 29, Wetumpka 6, Russell County 56, Percy Julian 22, Saraland 54, Spanish Fort 7, Spain Park 38, Helena 14, Stanhope Elmore 33, Park Carson Crossing 0, St. Paul's 50, Murphy 6, Theodore 41, and Baldwin County 14.
Let's go to Class 5A. Andalusia, the win over Greenville 42-21. ARAB 31, Brewer 13. BC Rain over Alberta 52-11. Beauregard 34, Sylacauga 30. Bryanwood Christian 36, Carver Birmingham 22. Central Clay County 39, Marbury 14. Charles Henderson 30, Carroll 15. Williamson over Citronelle 57-5. Demopolis 38, Montevallo 6, Elmore County 31, Hovel 7, Eufaula over Headland 40-21, Fairview 42, Ardmore 7, Gunnersville 49, Sardis 12, Jacksonville 42, Center Point 9, John Carroll Catholic 36, Hayden 26, Leeds 45, Lincoln 15, LaFleur over Faith Academy 28-27, close game there. Mm-hmm. Moody 55, St. Clair County 0, Northside 56, Selma 7, Pensacola Catholic out of Pensacola, Florida 17, Montgomery Catholic 6, Ramsey 34, Corner 14, Russellville over East Limestone 20-7, Scottsboro 61, Douglas 14, Shelby County 41, Jamison 7, Sipsey Valley 48, Aliceville 32, Vigor over UMS Wright, 39-26, and West Point over Lawrence County, 41-8.
In 4A, Anniston, 20, Alexandria, 18, Ashford, 38, Geneva, 7, Asheville, 22, Oneonta, 21, Bibb County, 49, American Christian, 13, Brooks, 27, Central Florence, 7, Booker T. Washington, 17, Tallahassee, 14, Bullock County, 56, Munford, 21, Cherokee County, 38, Etowah, 14, Cleburne County, 29, Talladega, 8, Cordova, 41, Curry, 14, Dessler, 49, Wilson, 6, Fairfield, 27, Tarrant, 18, Fayette County, 44, Fultondale, 0, Good Hope, 42, Haleyville, 0, Hamilton, 42, Dora, 0, Hanley, 42, St. James, 0, Hatton, 21, East Lawrence, 12, Jackson, 28, Baker, 14, Madison County, 27, New Hope, 6, New Brockton, 36, Daleville, 33, Mobile Christian, 29, Escambia County, 18, North Jackson, 61, St. John Paul II Catholic, 21, Oak Grove, 46, Pleasant Grove, 13, Plainview, 55, DAR, 8, Randolph, 35, Westminster Christian, 12, St. Michael Catholic, 56, St. Suma, 0, Strawn, 22, Dale County, 19, West Blockton, 41, Holt, 18, West Limestone, 42, Danville, 21, West Morgan, 8, Priceville, 7, W.S. Neal, 44, Orange Beach, 15.
Let's go to Class 3A, Bayside Academy. What is this? Bayside Academy, 60, Monroe County, 0. Wow, Coach, we'll have to talk about that. Carbon Hill, 62, Hansville, 41, Colbert County, 34, Lauderdale County, 14, Colbert Heights, 36, Elkmont, 21, Collinsville, 24, Whitesburg Christian, 21, Fife over Ashbury, 54-6, Geraldine, 64, Sylvania, 21, Glencoe over Walter Welburn, 42-0. Glenwood, 49, Childersburg, 12. Gordo, 35, Winfield, 21. Hale County, 34, Greensboro, 8. Hillcrest Evergreen, 41, XL, 7. Hoax Bluff over White Plains, 35-28. Holly Pond, 60. Bridley Mountains, 12. Houston Academy, 56, Slocum, 0. J.B. Pennington, 42. Ohatchee, 14. Lee Scott, 70, Blue, 16. Mars Hill Bible, 55, Sheffield, 8. Montgomery Academy over Wicksburg, 14-9. Op, 29, Pike County, 22. Phil Campbell, 36, Oakman, 30. Prattville Christian over Northside Methodist, 34-14. Randolph County, 34, Daleville, 34. Oh, that was a close game. Rogers, 28, Clemens, 20. Southside Selma, 74, Dallas County, 0. Thorsby, 62, Wilcox Central, 12. Thomasville over Sumter Central, 50-0, Trinity Presbyterian, 28, Alabama Christian, 0, T.R. Miller over Flomington, 27-10, Vinemont, 37, Midfield, 16, Weaver, 28, Sachs, 24, and Westport Christian, 53, Locust Fork, 7.
In Class 2A, Ayrton, 41, Abbeville, 24, Central Coosa, 38, Horseshoe Bend, 32, Clark County, 38, Bayshore Christian, 7, Cold Springs, 54, Cleveland, 22, Coosa Christian, 26, Falkville, 0, Cottonwood, 30, Houston County, 20, Goshen, 31, Calhoun, 0, G.W. Long, 47, Geneva County, 34, Highland Home, 20, Zion Chapel, 14, Isabella, 21, Tuscaloosa Academy, 19, Lynette, 51, Barber County, 0, Lexington, 38, Tanner, 0, Lochapoca, 47, Fayette, 0, Laverne, 28, Pike Liberal Arts, 6, North Sand Mountain, 34, Cedar Bluff, 6, Pisgah, 44, Pleasant Valley, 20, Providence Christian, 35, Sampson, 16, Red Bay, 29, Winston County, 28, Realtown, 56, Ranburn, 7, Sandrock, 35, Section, 12, Southeastern, 34, Raglan, 0, St. Luke's Episcopal, 54, Central Haneyville, 0, Sulligent, 32, Green County, 14, Susan Moore, 42, West End, 26, Vincent, 53, Lamar County, 18, Washington County, 35, Chickasaw, 21, Woodland, 34, Gaston, 12.
60 seconds to get through 1A. Addison, 66, Cherokee, 0, Appalachian, 56, Galesville, 0, Billingsley, 30, Verbena 28, Brantley 36, Red Level 20, Choctaw County 52, Pickens Academy 6, Florella 34, Pleasant Home 18, Fruitdale 42, JF Shields 20, Hackleburg 52, Waterloo 6, Hubbardville 44, Barry 12, Keithover Elwood Christian 22, 8, Kinston 42, Elba 34, Leroy 40, Sweetwater 13, Linden 48, RC Hatch 16, Lynn over Pickens County 34, 25, Maplesville 48, Notasauga 0, Marion County 38, South Lamar 34, McKenzie 50, Georgiana 7, Meek over Phillips 60-6, Millery over Marengo 20-6, Shoals Christian 18, Vena 8, Southern Choctaw 28, McIntosh 14, University Charter School 46, Holy Spirit Catholic 6, Valley Head 46, Ider 22, Wadley 1, Donahue 0, that was a forfeit, while Winterboro 28, Fayetteville 21, Woodville 41, Spring Garden 26.
And there you are.
we got all the scores in from around the state. If you missed one, you can always text us at 251-343-0106, and we will get that score for you. But there you go, from around the state. A lot of good football and a lot of rough football, no doubt about it. All right, well, we're going to talk some good football. We are going to do that with the head football coach for the T.R. Miller Tigers, Ronnie Cottrell. He's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We are happy to have you with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleland. The weekend off, a much-deserved weekend off, so I hope he enjoys it. And, guys, I'm going to tell you what, we're about to enjoy this segment, that's for sure, as we go to our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome a good friend of the show, Coach Ronnie Cottrell, on the line with us, the head football coach for the Tigers of T.R. Miller. Coach, it is a pleasure to have you back on the show with us, and congratulations on the win last night over Flemington, 27-10. We're going to break that game down a little bit, but, man, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Randy, I'm glad to do it. How's Mark doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic.
He's coming off a nice win last night.
It was.
But yeah, it's good to hear you, too.
It is amazing what this sport and this game does for everybody. I mean, there was such a tremendous crowd last night. Flemington, of course, I coached at Flemington in 85, 86, 87. It's a cherished time for me. Every time I have to play Flemington, it just hurts me in my gut, you know, to even have to play. But I tell you, Coach Gandy is doing an outstanding job, Mark. I think he is going to do – he's going to continue to build on what Doug has done. I think he is an outstanding coach. He's got a fine staff. Yeah, that was a very difficult game. It was a much closer game than what the score showed.
Where did y'all play that game, Ronnie? I didn't even have a chance to look and see where y'all.
T.R. Miller. It was in Bruton.
At home.
And y'all know we have a nice stadium. They fill their side up, and there's a lot of excitement right now at T.R. Miller. We had an outstanding team last year. I was not here, obviously, but we had a great tailback linebacker that's now playing at Florida, named Miles Johnson, and
right.
We ran the table in the season, but we lost to a really good football team in Houston Academy, coached by Eddie Brundage, another coach that used to coach here. But
right,
telling you now, there's a lot of excitement right now in what's going on. We're still a young team. We're playing a lot of 10th graders, which, Mark, you remember these days. If you're playing a ton of 10th graders in this league that we're coaching in, it's going to be difficult, but that was a huge win. Like I said, everything is kind of coming together in the right way for us. I always said when you start a program or when you build a program, you're on a journey, and the journey is to take as many people with you as you can. And I'm not talking about football players. I'm talking about the band, the cheerleaders, the fans. And we just have a lot of really good support here in this community. It's a great school. There's a tradition here like none I've ever been at. I mean, there's just a level of play and an expectation that occurs here that you get a lot of effort out of guys. And it's not always about the greatest player. It's that guy that's there because he just loves the game and loves the team. So, I don't know. We're moving in the right direction. We're about to play one of the most talented teams that we're going to play this year in Hillcrest. And then we got UMS next, who is just doing an outstanding job. Coach Williams, who replaced a legend in Terry Curtis, has got him going. So it's still early, and we'll celebrate today, last night. And we got to get ready for Hillcrest.
That's right, Ronnie. And I know that Bruton Flemington game is always a big rivalry game. You're right down the street from one another, and
standing room only.
Yes. The last time I saw him play was, I think my son Landon was at T.R. Miller, so that was four years ago, or five. It might have been 5 years ago. They were playing in like the semifinals or quarterfinals of the playoffs at Flemington. And there was like Ronnie's talking about, there's standing room only. The kids got after it. It was a great ball game to watch. And but that rivalry is a good one. And so for you guys to come out with a win last night over a team at Flemington who I think is getting better and better each week that they play, that's a big win for you guys. Tell us a little bit about your quarterback, Ronnie. I saw a little bit about he had a good night running and throwing the ball.
Well, we play two. Our starting quarterback, Cole McMillan, I mean, he's a 10th grader, and just I think he has tremendous potential. But we pretty much rotate both of those guys. T.J. Hansen is a little bigger than Cole. But what he's done is he's added that element of being able to run the ball. And he was named the MVP of the game. Most valuable player, offensive player in the game by the powerhouse sports people that, you know, made it the game of the week. But but I think if you sat down with T.J. Hansen right now, he would tell you just how important this team is. Everybody has a role, and his role, he just seems to do his deal. He has a knack for converting third downs, fourth downs, you know, conversion downs. And I don't know. Everybody's kind of feeding off of each other right now. We did convert just before the half. We converted a fourth down, a fourth and 10 for a touchdown. And I thought it was a great throw by TJ. It's kind of a Y cross almost. It was a slant that turned into a crossing route. And he just made a great throw. It was probably the change in the whole game because we went in two touchdowns instead of it being a 7-0 game. I don't know. I think he's a winner, Mark. It's hard to describe a guy like him. He really looks the part. But when the game's on the line, TJ makes a lot of plays.
We're visiting with Coach Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach for the Tigers of T.R. Miller, 4-0 on the season. Coach, let me ask you, we always talk about the skill players, and we need to. But there's a group of guys that just don't get the attention. And without them, the skill players have a tough night, all right? And that's the big uglies up front. Talk about that offensive line and that defensive line that you have.
Well, you're right about the O-line getting no attention. When you pick a team at the park, nobody wants to play guard. You know, they want to play quarterback. But
that's right.
I've got a couple of outstanding guys. We're very thin. And if we have a weakness, we don't have a lot of linemen right now. But C.J. Gibson, our starting tackle, who has got a lot of offers from most of the schools here in Alabama that are smaller schools. I mean, he is a great leader. He's our captain. He and Aiden Hecker, those two guys, they both play both ways. They've done an outstanding job. Jake Sasser, our starting center. Now, after that, anybody we're playing is new. But those three guys have just done an outstanding job. And I think at this level, it's pretty common. You're going to have one player that you're developing in the O-line and maybe even the D-line. But
right.
I really wish that a lot of these guys had gotten more time last year. And that's why we've put such an emphasis on our middle school team. Our middle school team's undefeated right now, and our JV team is undefeated right now. But there's a lot of linemen in those two groups. We don't have a lot of linemen on our varsity football team. So Quincy, our starting guard, plays nose guard. And, you know, our starting nose guard, Rose Stallworth, weighs about 170 pounds. So, again, we don't have typical people. But, man, Mark, they play hard. I'm talking about they play hard. And I think that's what you have to do sometime at this level if you're going to be successful. You got to get those guys to pull together, your linemen. And quite frankly, I've never had a championship team that I've been involved in that was not led by that group, that was had great culture and great unity and had that, whatever you call it, in the O-line, that leadership that it takes to be successful.
That's right. Coach, we got about 2 minutes to go before we have to take a break, but I wanted you to tell us a little bit about your coaching staff and just a little bit about it before we have to take this break. And I know one of my favorite people is Coach Lambert, your defensive coordinator. Great, great guy.
Well, when I came here, it was kind of funny. Now, of course, this is an obvious statement. I went to school here. I played here. My first coaching job was here under Frank Cotton. So when I came here, I knew a lot of the guys here, but I didn't know Andy. I mean, I knew of him. He's a great football coach. Andy is our defense coordinator. And so one of my first efforts was to keep him, get him to stay. But I gave every coach an opportunity. I tried to get everybody to stay. I still lost some guys. Like you said, Andy is our defense coordinator. He's the head baseball coach here. And he has done a phenomenal job for us this year. Very multiple in what he does. Great motivator. And he has his staff, Coach Maddox, Stephen Maddox, our linebacker coach. I think he's a potential coordinator too. He's an assistant baseball coach, coaches our backers. But Terrence Walker, he coaches our corners and does our special team. He was here. He played here, and has just done a great job. We hired a new basketball coach from Robertsdale, Brad Goldman. And Brad is a former Andalusia assistant, been a little bit of everywhere, but he's come in and helped with our safety, a really big pickup for us at the start of school. But on the offensive side, I've been really involved in offense like I always have been, but I did bring in Ken Gardner. Ken was an assistant coach for me at Mobile Christian for 5 years. He played at MGM. He played at Alabama State. And he left us to go to Gulf Shores. He was part of a state championship team there and just done a phenomenal job. He's retired military, just the kind of man you want coaching your kids. Lemoyne Burney, our ladies basketball coach, also helps on offense, coaches running backs, and just been a huge addition. And then the last one on the offensive side, Jake Major, coaches offensive line. He played here, another outstanding football coach. Wayne Talbert, I didn't mention him. Wayne is a volunteer coach for us. He has been with me the whole time at Mobile Christian. He stayed last year, but we were able to get him to come this year. I've obviously got a really good staff. Steven Robinson. Steven's another T.R. Miller graduate, played on a championship team. He came to us from Neal, and he's a longtime assistant for Hugh Fountain, the late Hugh Fountain. So I've got a good staff. We're still trying to figure out who each other are.
I got you,
Coach. I got to tell you, it's always fun to have you on. We are up against a hard break here. Congratulations on the win. Good luck against Hillcrest Evergreen, and we thank you again for taking time to
be with us.
Thanks, Coach. It was Ronnie Cottrell, head football coach for the T.R. Miller Tigers. All right, buddy. There you go. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more football. We'll do that. No, we got the leadership segment coming up. Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster. As we've mentioned, Coach Rick Cleveland does have the weekend off, well-deserved, and hope he enjoys the weekend. Just a quick note here, programming note. Southern Fairway Sports Radio will not be on today at 10 o'clock, okay? There's a lot of you out there clapping. There's a lot of you out there crying.
Come on now.
No. Hey, look, no, we will not because Auburn kicks off at 11, so the pregame starts at 10 o'clock. So as soon as we finish the Prep Sports Report this next hour, then you'll go straight into to Auburn programming. But Southern Fairway's back with you next week. Boy, we've got a great lineup for you, a lot of college football to get into. I don't know if we'll be able to. I wanted to try to sneak some college football in during this show. We got some pretty good games as everybody these SEC goes into SEC play.
Yeah,
maybe you'll allow me to do that a little bit later. We'll see.
Absolutely.
But anyway, hey, it is time for our grace segment and our leadership segment and take it away, Coach Lassiter.
You know, we really appreciate GoPest and Nathan Cox and his group that give us this segment to do every week on leadership because it's such an important thing that we discuss. Leadership is so it's so different and different in different venues of where you work or what you do, how you lead. There are different styles. There's all kinds of different things that make good leaders. There's a couple of things I wanted to read though that I read actually last night after the ball game. The greatest leader, and this is just some quotes, okay? The greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things. He is the one, or she is the one, that gets the people to do the greatest things. And if you really think about what that's saying, I think back about great leaders. Most of the leaders that I've keep up with are guys in sports. That's my life. That's where I live. I live in sports. And I think about those people, you know. I think about Coach Paul Bear Bryant.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember walking down the hall in Coleman Coliseum as a 19-year-old sophomore and walking and Coach Bryant's coming down the hall and I just went, "Hey, good morning, Coach." And he was like, "Good morning." And he just stopped in the hall, whatever he was doing, shook my hand, you know, and just asked me how I was doing, you know, yada. Never, you know, all the years I was there, the coach made a lot of people. I don't know if he ever knew my name, you know, because I only saw him every now and then. But he didn't have to stop and say something, but he did. He stopped what he was doing to talk to some insignificant 19-year-old college student who's walking in the hall and just carried on a conversation for about a minute, and then he went on his way. But, you know, that was pretty meaningful to me, you know, and it reminded me that I don't care who you are or where you are in the world or where you are in your career, there's always time to take a minute and stop and talk to people and try to ask them how they're doing. How's your day going? How is your life going? To me, that's helping people become the best that they can be. You know, I remember that specifically, you know, that was a big deal to just that moment that we spent together talking just that day. And then after that, you know, all through my life, I've run into people that have always just stopped and said, yeah, then there's some don't have the time to spend around, don't you know.
And how disappointing is that for you whenever you, you know, you see the guy come and you say, man, I'm going to say hey to him.
Yeah.
Right? And they just look at you like, who are you?
I know. I had a coach at Alabama, as an assistant coach who was at Alabama, and I wanted to know something about how they ran a play, you know. So I went to see the coach, and I asked him, how do you – he says – and he looks at me, and he goes, I tell you what, go over and ask this other coach who's standing over by the quarterbacks, and he can tell you all about it. And he walked off. And I was like, I didn't come here to ask him. I came here to ask you. You know, that question, but you don't have time to spend with me. And so, you know, at those things, these, you know, these clinics, and they have you there, and the coaches are supposed to be there as a, whatever you need, I'm here for you.
They're a coach.
Right.
What does the word coach mean?
And he's got, he just kind of blew me off, and it kind of like, you know, that really didn't sit well with me. I didn't go back to Alabama for a while after that, until he left. But it wasn't the head coach. It was, and I'm not going to mention it. I don't want to throw any daggers at anybody. But he may have been having a bad day. But that type of leadership skill is not what I'm looking for, you know. I want to find that guy who, like Ronnie was saying a minute ago, who just keeps working those offensive linemen. They don't get any praise and recognition. But, you know, he made the statement, Ronnie made the statement, the teams that have won championships – always had an offensive line that had great character, that had a leadership quality about them, that everybody just wanted to be, you know, wanted to be in their niche, you know. Even though you're a running back, man, I wish I was like them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to play their position, but I want to have that, whatever that is.
Right.
I want to have that. And so I think great leaders are the ones who are able to get other people to do great things. Not that the leader has to do anything, because Coach Bryant would always make this comment, I'm going to surround myself with people who are a whole lot smarter than I am. That's going to make me a better coach, because I got better people working for me that are smarter than me, that know more than me, or why would I hire them?
Exactly.
You know? And so that's kind of his idea of what he – that was his thoughts. And if you can talk to guys who played for him, you know, they all talk about the personal side that he always had with those guys, that personal knowledge of their family, of who they were.
You know, and I think also that a coach gets you to bring – they bring out the very best in you, okay?
Yes.
Whether it be a life coach or whether it be a football coach, or they try to bring out the best in you. A good example of that is one that you see now on ESPN Game Day, Coach Saban. He tried to pull out the very best in each of you as a player and as a person. And, of course, we saw that with Coach Bryant as well.
That's exactly right. If you look around at some of the great coaches who we've seen throughout my lifetime that have been able to, you know, John Wooden was one of the greatest coaches ever in basketball. And he was just one of those guys who got the very best out of his players, you know, and they would all play for him. They'd play as hard as they could for him. And I think about high school coaches that we have today, about some of the guys that we watch that have done it over a long period of time. All of them have that same trait.
I can tell you one that comes right to my mind, Coach Phil Lasby.
Yeah. Phil Lasby is one of the greatest coaches I've ever worked with, ever watched work. He just had a way of doing the job and getting the kids to play for him. And, man.
Yep.
Didn't have to be. And he's you talk about humble.
Yeah.
Phil Lasby, as humble as they come.
As one of the most.
That's
there's
right.
No doubt. All right. First hour is coming going. Wow, that was quick. We're taking time out. When we come back, we talk with Wes Lambert, the owner of the Dumb Waiter Restaurant. Happens right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Don't go anywhere.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in South Alabama. Boy, we are glad to have you on with us. First hour has gone by extremely fast. The second hour, we expect nothing less. Mark, we have set our standards high We have set them high because this next guest is a very high standard. We're going to tell you who that is in just a second, but let me mention Coach Cleveland out for the weekend. We hope he has a great weekend. And in this hour, we're also going to be talking with Zach Golson, the head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery, to get a win over Robertsdale, 37-0. And we'll also talk with the head football coach for the Aggies of Jackson. Boy, that's a good football team. Coach Cody Flournoy is going to be on with us. They beat their, remember, they're a 4A school, and they defeated a very good 7A school, Baker, last night, 28-14. Then we'll have the Camp Gray segment.
Right.
Before we get into all that, let's welcome in a very good friend of ours. He is the owner of the Dumbwaiter Restaurant, Wes Lambert, on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line. Wes, how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys today?
How many birdies have you got this morning?
You know, we just started. What? I just missed one on number one.
Well, dang, Wes. You need to start concentrating.
Well, Steve called.
Where are you?
Okay, I got it.
Where are you playing, sir?
I'm at Stillwood. Where our tournament's
going to
be.
Okay. Very good. Hey, let's talk real quick about the Dumbwaiter Restaurant tournament you got coming up. When you play your tournament, let's talk about it, when it's going to happen, and who you're going to have in it.
So it's this year, I think it's March 8th through the 10th. We always start on daylight savings time, that Sunday. This year we actually went from 15 to 16 teams, but we've got teams from three states this year. So we included Georgia this year, Brookstone Academy, who played against Mason Howell last year in the state championship. He's the one that just won the U.S. Amateur. So they're a pretty solid team coming in, too. They lost to them, of course, but everybody else in the country did, too. So, and then we've got six state champions, five runner-ups from Louisiana and Alabama from last year. So right now it's the most elite tournament in the state.
Who won last year?
Yeah, Hoover won last year.
That's right, Hoover won that, yeah.
And then, you know, Vestavia.
That's exactly right. We got
so they came in second last year and won the state by 32 shots. So excited!
Let me just mention, we got just a little bit of delay in here, so there's a little bit of delay, so we'll have a little crossover here. Mark,
you know, Wes, that tournament has gotten bigger each year, and Steelwood just does a great job allowing us to come out and play this tournament. Tell us a little bit about the folks at Steelwood and their ability to put on such a tournament like that.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of start with the collegiate, putting on a collegiate in October. That's the end of October, and this year we have 15 college teams, so they're kind of used to the tournament format with schools. And then we go from there to the Dumbwaiter, actually, in March. And Rick and his crew, Brian Barker, Rick Gear, Damien, our superintendent, I mean, they've got the course in great shape. Right now our rough's roughly 2.5 inches thick. Greens are rolling at a 12.
Oof.
So the course is just coming faster and faster. And again, next month we host the state four ball out here, the AGA state four ball. So first time it's been out here in probably, I don't know, I'd say 20 years. So a lot of people coming to play in that. Us older guys, seniors, will be in for a rude awakening with the greens. Because they're fast. Oh, man. And the rough is thick. But the crew out here, they do a great job with setting up the course to be somewhat hard. You know, a lot of the coaches call and they want it hard because we've got 20 to 25 Division I players coming to play in our tournament in high school. So they want to play as hard as they can on there. And you know, we've had it real hard before, as coach knows. And we had it fair last year.
Yeah.
It was a great tournament. We had 10 guys shoot under par last year. So our average last year is about 78.3, which I think is a good, fair number for a high school tournament. And I think it'll be about the same this year, but we've got more elite teams in the field this year than we did last year, and I didn't think it was possible after what we put together last year. And then we've got Mandeville's coming out of Louisiana. They came in second. Who was in our tournament last year and is coming back. I think Catholic came in seventh or eighth last year and said it was the hardest field they had ever played against, and they won their state tournament in Louisiana in the big classification there. So we're excited.
We're visiting with Wes Lambert, owner of the Dumbwaiter Restaurant. Wes, we know you're playing golf. We know you love football. All right.
I do.
Got it. Let's turn and talk a little college football. Mark, are you okay if I go from high school? Rick's not here. The cat's away, so the mice are going to play. Okay. So let's talk a little college football.
You got today. You got. Come in.
Go ahead.
I said I usually come in when Rick's not there. So.
Well, but you had an opportunity to go play golf, so don't blame me.
Oh, I don't
do
blame
the same
you.
Thing. I didn't have that opportunity, but if I had it, I would have taken it. Trust me. All right, let's talk a little football here real quick. Oklahoma's going to be at Temple. We kind of got that one figured out. Alabama will host Wisconsin at 11 o'clock on ABC. Alabama now ranked 19th, had a struggle against Florida State. Obviously, the loss there. They come back last week and beat ULM, which was expected. Former coach at Spanish Fort, Bryant Vincent, the head coach for ULM. Now, Wisconsin is not a pushover, but let's talk about that game. How do you see it?
Me, I see if Alabama plays like they should play, like they did last year, take care of business, they should be fine. I haven't followed Wisconsin this year much, just because we're down here.
Right, exactly.
I think Alabama, I'd give them at least two touchdowns if they play like they should.
Well, let me just mention to you that they've got two wins. They're 2-0 right now. They started out with Miami of Ohio, get the win there 17-0, and then Memphis, MTSU.
Middle Tennessee State,
yeah. 42-10 winners over them. Okay, now they got Alabama.
Right.
So I think we all agree Alabama should get the win. We're going to see something in Alabama today I hope is a lot different than what we saw in that first game. Let's turn and talk Auburn Tigers. They host the Jaguars of South Alabama. That's an 11:45 game you can see on the SEC Network. How do you see that one?
You know, I see Auburn for sure, but what a great thing for Hugh Freeze and Auburn to do, to play somebody within the state. I mean, that's a lot of money coming to South to help their
did you make
to
it,
help their
did
program.
You make it the
no,
question? We missed obviously your swing somewhere in there. So, yeah. No, listen. I agree with you, and we've talked about this many times. I wish that Alabama and Auburn would play more in-state teams. Play the Troys. Play the UABs. The Jacksonville States. Play those guys. South Alabama's. I think you keep the money in South, plus it gives you an opportunity to recruit.
Right.
Exactly,
I was graduated from South. All my family went to Auburn, but it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think Auburn pulls it out. I mean, I just think they have the horses to pull it out.
I think so too.
Especially on the defensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to run it really, as long as the DBs don't give up some stupid plays.
You always got to watch them DBs, baby.
I tell you. But I think Auburn at least. Wes, the receivers in a little bit more too.
Auburn's involved, much improved. I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to play well today, buddy. We're fixing to go to a hard break. We're about to get out of here. We'll leave
next
you alone so
in...
you can make the remainder of your putts. Okay.
You're fixing to go play. You're fixing to go play a par three, birdie the thing.
I
come on, you're better than that, Wes.
I just played.
Oh, did you? Okay. All right, buddy.
All right, bud. We'll see you, pal. Thank you.
I'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right. There you go.
See you, man.
Wes Lambert, owner of the Dumbwaiter Restaurant. And, boy, does a great – puts that Dumbwaiter tournament is awesome. You've been a part of it.
Yeah.
And you certainly know for sure. But wish I was out there playing. I love being with you, Mark. There's no doubt.
I understand.
You know? Thanks, Wes. Appreciate the old invite. Appreciate that. All right. Let's get back into some high school football.
Yes.
We'll do that when we come back. We visit with the head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery, Zach Dolson. He's going to be on right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report
at 251-343-0106. On the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, off for the weekend. Guys, before we get to our guests, I want to mention one of our great sponsors. And Mark, I don't have to say it too loud because we've got a lot of great sponsors of the show, but one that we talk about a lot is Premier Collision. Chris Garrison and his staff do a fantastic job there at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile. Doesn't matter whether you have a ding or a major crash, if your car's messed up, these guys can certainly take care of you. Give them a call at 251-478-4500. Again, 251-478-4500. It's Premier Collision. Tell them that we sent you. You're going to get the best care, no doubt about it, for sure. All right, let's go to our Boudreaux's guest line and welcome in the head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery, Zach Golson, on the line with us. Coach, congratulations on the win last night, 37-0. Another fantastic game for your Vikings.
Appreciate it, guys. It was a good night. Did a lot of good things. Our defense played more like what we expect them to play. Just really dominated the whole game. I think we gave up 21 yards of offense, obviously through a shutout. So pleased with that. In a good place at 4-0 and trying to keep moving forward in region play next week.
You know, Coach, region play for you guys is – that picture, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody kind of has an idea of what's going to happen. Then you kind of look at it and you see what's going on. Some of the teams that are, most of the team. I will say this. I think some of the teams in y'all's region are improved from top to bottom. I think there is some improvement that's been made from those teams. And you guys have been kind of – you and Baker have kind of been on top of the region the last couple of years. But with your team right now heading into this stretch that y'all are about to get into, what are some things that you see in your region that are going to make a difference in how this thing plays out as the season moves along?
Yeah, I think the big thing we've talked to our players about is just dominating our processes. We really believe in what we do, and as long as our kids buy into that every day. I thought last week we had one of the best weeks of practice that we could possibly have, or that we've had all season. We had that first stretch, three very, very difficult games. And we thought Robertsdale was much improved, but we felt like that, we really could take advantage of quite a few matchups in that game. But I thought that our kids really just focused on us. And that's what we tried to tell them is, let's get better at us, but continue to build tools in our toolbox that allow us to do multiple things on both sides of the ball. And then let's just execute. I thought they did a great job in the classroom, a great job, just in how they handled themselves throughout the week and then did the same thing Friday night. Typically, that's how it works, right? If you do the right things throughout the week, good things are going to happen to you on Friday night.
And we're visiting with Zach Olson, head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery. Coach, you just made a statement there that I don't know. It's been a while, and Mark, it's been a while since I heard a coach say they did good in the classroom. That is so important because that just drags right onto the practice field. And obviously, if you're doing good in class, you're doing good on the practice field as well, and that leads into a good game on a Friday night. Talk a little bit about your quarterback, that offense a little bit, and who your standout players, your seniors, your leaders are on that team.
Yeah, so Jeremy Manhattan's been playing quarterback for us. He's done a really good job early in the season. We probably pushed him as hard or harder than any guy that we have as far as volume, as far as building his toolbox, this early in the season. Part of it's because of the competition that we played, and part of it is we only get 1 year with him. A lot of people know the story. He transferred to us from St. Luke's, wanted to make a step up in competition. And, I think he's done a great job, man. He's been a great leader on our team. You know, he's a perfectionist. He wants to be great, man. And he's done a really good job for us so far this year of getting the ball to the right guys. Some of those guys, DJ Broughton, 6'5", 225-pound tight end. And he's made a lot of plays for us. He had a big touchdown catch last night. Jakenyon Allen is a smaller slot receiver. Last week he had 3 touchdowns versus Daphne, 1 on a kickoff return, 1 on a rush, and 1 on a reception. This week he had 2 touchdowns. Just a dynamic playmaker, runs about 4.3 in the 40, super fast, quick, and you know, a lot of fun to watch. And we got a lot of guys, Cam Smith, Thomas White, Elijah James, the sophomore running back, kind of a change of pace guy. And then I don't think we can talk enough about our offensive line. We have 7 senior O-linemen. I think we've played 9 O-linemen in the first quarter. Different guys, different combinations of guys that have earned playing time. And, you know, we're excited about that. The future's bright there. We think we got a lot of guys that are going to be able to help us throughout the season. And, you know, just excited about that group of kids. So we've got a lot of good playmakers on offense. And, again, we can lean on people with the offensive line. We average about 315 pounds on the O-line. We're not the tallest or longest group, but we're big and we're strong and we're physical. And so, yeah, I feel really good about that group. And then last night our kicker, Jake Gordon, made a 40-yard field goal. So I feel like we're doing a lot of good stuff on special teams as well. So all 3 phases really improving and in a good place to be where we are, you know, 4 games into the season.
You know, Coach, it was kind of fun for me this week. I don't even know if you know this. My son's a defensive coordinator at Robertsdale. And
I didn't know that.
He came by the house. He came by the house, and I think it was Thursday. And he came by, and he says, "Dad," I said, "Mary Montgomery's pretty good, aren't they?" He goes, "Yeah." And he said, "They're pretty good, Dad." He said, "They're big up front." And he says, "The crazy thing is, Dad," he goes, "they can go from one formation to the next and never change personnel." And they can, and yeah, he goes, "And we're trying to," he goes, "you know, because it's a little easier for DCs if we can figure out, you know, okay, they bring this personnel, this is what they're going to be in, you know." Sure. But he says, "Dad, they do such a good job." He was really complimenting you guys and your offensive staff on how y'all went from formation to formation and moved from guys from one place to another. And he said, we got our hands full. And I think he rubbed all the hair off his head this week trying to figure that out.
He did a great job last night. I mean, we were 16-0 at halftime, and they had really been stingy. I thought they did a really good job of you know, limiting our run game. And, man, they do a great job. I think that Coach Jones and all those guys, the staff, man, he's built a really strong staff. And if they can stay the course, that they got a chance to build something there. So big hats off to your son and really to that whole staff in that program. They're a team that's kind of on the rise, I think.
Well, we're visiting with Zach Golson, head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery. Coach, you only got about 2 minutes left here. Right now, you're 4-0 on the season. As you mentioned, you're going back into region play as you will travel to, you're home for Foley this week. Talk about how you'll prepare for that game.
Yeah, don't do that to me. We've been on the road the last 3 weeks, so the thought of having to go on the road.
All I could see was your at sign. So.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we get Foley at home, excited to be back in our home stadium. And we've done a few more things to our stadium, added some concrete around our stadium. Man, the people in Sims have done such a great job of supporting us. Mobile County Public Schools has done a great job of giving us the resources. And I think that's something that's probably not talked about enough, man. You look around and you see Biker and BC Rain and Baker and a lot of schools in Mobile County doing a lot of good things. And I think a lot of it has to do with the support that the school system and the communities, Williamson's another one, undefeated, really bowling.
Yeah.
Just the support that they've shown, the stadiums, I think has helped coaches be able to get the kids to fully commit to what they're trying to do. And it's really neat to see, man. So big shout out to all those people and all those teams, man. It's fun to see Mobile County and Baldwin County. A lot of good teams, you know, down here on the coast, and a lot of good coaches and players. It's fun to watch all the success the teams are having.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us. Again, you're doing a great job over there, bud. Looking forward to watching y'all throughout the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate what y'all do for high school sport. Look forward to talking to y'all soon.
Yes, sir, buddy. Take
care. Good one right there. Good one. Zach Golson, head football coach for the Vikings of Mary Montgomery. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk Jackson Aggie football. We do that with Coach Cody Flournoy right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
We got to let that roll right there.
You don't spend. I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent.
Man, oh man, that's some good stuff. That is some good stuff on a Saturday morning as we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland, weekend off. And now on our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill guest line, head football coach for the Aggies of Jackson, Cody Flournoy. Cody, I got to ask you a question. Do you know who that was playing that music right there? Do you know who that was?
I don't know that. I didn't quite hear it right there.
Okay.
Dang.
Man, that's some good stuff. That was a little Boss Skaggs. All right. Okay. Do you know who Boss Skaggs is?
Just barely a little bit.
Yeah. I am throwing him all over.
I won't say I've never heard of it, but yeah.
Okay. We're going to text you a playlist, okay?
Yeah, from the excerpt I heard, it's okay if you don't. You know, it'll be okay.
Oh my goodness,
that hurts.
Not to offend anybody, you know, if y'all are big Skaggs fans, you know, so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
But we're older generation now. We kind of, that goes back to our roots a little bit there, guy.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Coach, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, congratulations on a nice win last night. As you take on Baker, 28-14, the final in that. Talk a little bit about that first half. Offensively, you came out. Talk about your players there on that first half.
Yeah. First of all, hey, look, Coach Scott's the head coach down there at Baker right now, and we've been watching Baker on film getting ready for this game, and they look like a real 7A football team. They're fast and mm-hmm. they're big, and their quarterback's playing really good football right now. But listen, man, we've got a great group up here right now with Jackson and our guys. They were up to the task, and they're really good. Hey, listen, I've got a couple of guys here that are SEC commits, and it shows every week. I'm still impressed by them, and I get to watch them every day, and then they get in the game. Our running back, E.J. Crowell, I think he had 18 carries last night. Last year when we played Baker, because it's home-and-home series, he had over 20 carries last year in that game, and we were able to hold on and beat them there 20-13. And so we knew it was going to be a tough type game like that. And it was. I think he had 18 carries last night, 179 yards and two touchdowns. Mm. But he's committed to Bama, and he looks like it. You know, he broke an 80-yard touchdown run early, like to start the game. It just kind of set the tone, and we're up 7-0. And then they had a good stop and got the ball at midfield, and then they stuck it in. It was 7-7, and so it was a good game right there. And then I think the turning point was like late in the second quarter, right before half. They fumbled a punt. We had a good punt off, and the kid went back to get it, and he just muffed it, and we were able to get on it. And so we got the ball at midfield. We stick it in. And then they had another turnover, and so we scored like twice right there back-to-back right before half, and that was kind of the nail in the coffin for them. They came back and fought hard in the second half, but I know first half, that's how it ended, and that was all within like the last 5 minutes. So it's 7-7 game most of the time there. But I think Landon Duckworth, he had a couple of touchdown passes, and he ran the ball well last night. So these guys, they're SEC guys, and playing high school football, they look like SEC guys. So I'm just really proud of them.
Has Landon, has he committed?
Yeah, he's committed to South Carolina.
That's what I thought.
Landon's committed to South Carolina. We've got E.J. Crowell that's committed to Alabama. That's our running back. We got a defensive back that plays wide receiver for us, too, Jamarian Gordon. He's committed to North Carolina, and we got a receiver and another DB committed to North Carolina. So we've got five Power Five guys here, along with some other guys that have kind of mid-major offers. So it's just a great combination of players here right now coming through Jackson. It's a group that we watched come all the way through Pee Wee. So I've been here. This is my seventh
That's
season.
That's awesome.
At Jackson, and when I got here, they were talking about this group, and they were like peewee players then. But it's a good group, and we got 22 seniors, and there's like 80 kids in the 12th grade, and 22 of them are football players, and then five of those guys are Power Five guys. So out of a school with 400 kids in the high school, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, there is no question about it. We're visiting with Jackson Aggies football coach Cody Flournoy. And Mark, that's one of the things, as a coach, you just love watching the little peewee guys and just watching them grow and grow and get into high school and then being able to go to get those offers to college.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm kind of like coach there watching our kids. Our senior class this year are – I've watched them since I had them in third grade elementary PE. So I get what Coach is saying. But Coach, tell us a little bit. I'm going to tell you something. I've watched those guys play. I've coached against you guys and seen what they can do. But one group that really doesn't get a lot of recognition outside y'all's room is that offensive line you've got there. And I guarantee you, E.J. Crowell is still going to make his yards, but it's not going to be quite as easy without that bunch in front of him.
Yeah, hey, great compliment there for them guys. They went to work, and we lost two seniors last year off that championship team. One's at Jacksonville State, he's playing guard up there, and the other went to Jones Community College over in Mississippi. So we lost two really veteran offensive linemen that were kind of the heart soul of our team, and so we go in kind of a we return three, but it's kind of a rebuilding group, and of course anybody that's coached offensive line or been around it, they know that's the toughest group to come together. So we lost our center early in the season right before the Saraland game, so we end up having to play a sophomore at guard, and he's come along well, and we got a good like sophomore class of linemen that we really like, and they're kind of a that's going to be our next good group of kids coming through. But we had two of them starting last night because our left tackle's down right now with some knee issues. So, but just to get them guys some early season reps in a big time game, and just for them to have some success. And now look, hey, Baker gave us all we wanted. They hit us in the backfield several times, and it's just we want to play that game against Baker because, one, we feel like we can match up, of course, with anybody. But with Baker, they're going to give us all we want. And we know we played four quarters last night, and we don't always have the opportunity to do that with some of our region. And so it's like, hey, look, we're going to grind this thing out. And that's one of the things I was talking about with, hey, EJ having 18 carries. Last night, that's the most he had last year against Baker was the most he had all season. And that's because, hey, they're good and they're going to fight us and it's going to be a four-quarter game. And so that's the same thing last night. But, it all starts up front. Landon, as good as he is, and EJ, as good as they are, if we don't give them guys some time or create some holes, then we can't you know, it don't matter. And so, you know, like losing our center before the Saraland game this year, the guy that we had moved him to guard, but it's Ivory Beck, and we moved him back to center before the game. It's like, listen, if nothing else, get the snap. We can't get a playoff if we don't get that snap. So, but they've been really good. Hey, listen, talking about snaps, I'll tell you one thing. The Baker band last night, man, they were loud. And they were over there rocking. Well, you know, I'm a high school football coach, and we're trying to win. Yeah. But, look, I love high school athletics, and I love all the stuff that goes with it, like the homecoming, the bands. I love it all. And, right. You know, I'm a fan, too. And I looked up in the stands one time. It's like, why can't I hear anything? And it was their band over there, and they were rocking and having a good time. So
my goodness,
yeah, awesome. And we had a couple of penalties right there in front of their band and stuff too. But anyway, it's great. It was a great high school environment last night up there in Jackson. And I don't know if you guys have been to a game up there, but we put on a good show. They shut the town down. You know, Jackson's that place that, you know, if people ain't ever been around, it's that small town. It's big enough to matter. You know, it's not like a small 1A. It's like, hey, we got a city up there. We got businesses. And then, you know, the businesses support us. The parents and grandparents have all played up there at Jackson, and now their grandsons are coming through, that type of stuff. So it's really a fun environment to be a part of, especially when we're good. So, and we've been good here the last few years.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have. Yeah, because if you're not good, they're putting for sale signs in your yard. So.
Oh my goodness, Coach! I got to tell you, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You got Mobile Christian. You go back into region play on Friday night, yeah. Which is going to be a good matchup.
They're 4-0, yeah, and they're doing a good job. And so I haven't seen any film on them yet. We're up here in Auburn today. Come to the game up here and bring some guys up here and stuff. So we're just. You know, we'll get some time, get them guys on film, but I know it's going to be a tough game.
Coach, I want you to tell you how much we appreciate you being with us this morning and spending some time with us, and we're looking forward to keeping up with you the rest of the season, and wish you the very best of luck, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having us on. Love talking football. Our guys, it's a good thing to talk about right now. We got several good players, so hey, thanks for having us on. Y'all get me on again. We'll talk some more Aggie football. And thanks. Go Aggies.
Thanks,
buddy.
And I'm going to tell you what. Yes, he does have some pretty good football players.
He does.
And he's a dang good coach himself.
Very good football coach.
Great to have Cody Florinori on, the head football coach for the Aggies of Jackson. Look, let me tell you something. If you want to go to a high school atmosphere.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, they got smoke going, and the smoke is from all the barbecues going on, and they got fans everywhere and music. And I'm going to tell you that he says some of these bands, you got to give them credit.
These bands
go out and practice just as hard as the football players. The cheerleaders practice just as hard as the football players.
And they bring it
on Friday night now.
They absolutely bring it.
That's a bad feeling when you're calling, you can't hear. And you're the coach and you can't hear yourself think.
He said, I'm looking around, said, why can't I hear
it?
Okay, well, he's not getting the boss gags or Steely Dan track, so we'll send him something else. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with the Camp Grace segment.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, we started off today, Randy, you and I, talking about people having
different opinions about things.
Yep.
And, you know, I can remember as a young adult, I can remember my dad being in a church when he was the pastor, that some of the people in the church disagreed with how he ran the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted him out. They didn't want him to be there anymore. And so for whatever reason that was, they decided that they were going to try to run him out of the church and vote him out, and get, 'cause they wanted somebody who, I guess, believed in their version of the Southern Baptist tradition, you know, and ideology. And it was, and it became really, I mean, we actually had to have a mediator come in to the church one night and listen to this thing, you know. And you know, I remember this woman saying, I know what God's will is for our church. And I'm going, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Nobody really does. You believe what you may believe, but you don't know anything. And but I remember sitting there, and I was unable to say, I'm just going to agree to disagree. I wanted to stand up and blast her, you know, let her know, hey, this is, who do you think you are? You know, that was my initial response, okay? And I got to thinking about our country today. We talk about this all the time, and we are not going to get into a political version of whatever it is. All I know is, I do know this in my heart, that people are going to disagree about politics, religion. We're going to disagree with our football coach, our basketball coach. We're going to disagree with our preacher. We're going to disagree with our boss, you know. But there's a way to go about doing things, in my opinion, that are so much more advantageous to us. You know, Romans 14:1-3 says, which instructs Christians to welcome those who have maybe a different faith, okay, on secondary issues and not quarrel over their opinions, you know. Key verses like 14:19 emphasize making every effort to promote peace and mutual understanding, highlighting that when it comes to non-essential doctrines, unity and love are more important than enforcing personal viewpoints. You know, I have my views about how things are, and I like to share them. I should be able to share them and have a conversation with you, Randy, even if you disagree with me.
You know, and Mark, you're absolutely right, because you're not my boss. Okay,
right.
I mean, you have your set of views, you have your set of opinions, and that's why we live in America, okay? You can have that. Guess what? I can have mine too.
That's right.
They may not agree. They may match up, they may not match up. You said it just a moment ago. We can agree to disagree. You want to go have some lunch? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We don't have to fight. I don't have to hate you because you don't like exactly what I like.
No.
Okay? You're an Alabama fan, and if I'm an Auburn fan, maybe we're going to fight about that, and can't wait till the last game of the year. We're ready to watch it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to sit at your house and watch the ball game with you. So we got to get better at agreeing to disagree, all right? Look, the only way we make America stronger is by putting America first. Let's be Americans. I didn't mean to take over.
Yeah, but you're right.
We're dividing, and we're letting little things divide us.
That we are
into big things.
And to me, what we've done in America is taken Christianity out of our thought process.
Mm-hmm.
We took it out of our schools years ago. You know, and I didn't agree with that. And I think it's always been a part of our American belief, you know, in God we trust is written on the coins we coined many, many, many years ago.
What was this country founded on?
The belief in God.
Hello.
Hello, there you go. So the truth and whatever is out there, whatever is coming, you know, where is it? Who knows it?
I don't know, but I know what I believe is true, and that should be okay for me to say what I believe is true. You know what you believe is true and just and right. That's and if you believe that, I should have, be of the person to say, hey, I may not agree with all that, but I agree with the fact that you got your right to believe it, and that's the way things ought. That's the way things got to be, but it doesn't happen that way anymore. It becomes too angry. It becomes vicious. And rather than having a debate, let's just shut the debate up.
Mark, you got one of the sweetest wives in the world. One of the sweetest wives, one of the sweetest ladies in the world. When y'all disagree upon something, do you just go in your corners, you know, I'm never talking to you again? No, you're like, hey.
We got to get this fixed.
We got to get this fixed. Before we go to sleep tonight, we got to get this fixed, okay?
Right.
That's what we got to start doing in America. We got to get it fixed. We got to start talking. I don't agree with you. Let's work it out. Let's talk it out. Share something with me that maybe I don't know. Let me share something with you maybe you don't know. I'm not trying to get you to come to my side, but just understand where I'm at.
Right.
That's it. It's called compromise.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry. And it's just called, you know, I just think we've lost that in our country. I think we lost it a long time ago. And I think we're now beginning to see the rewards of what that has given us.
The ripple effect. Yep.
Yeah, it's coming out. And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs. And I hope that the young people in our world, I hope they can see this and say, let's not continue. Let's change what's going on. Let's fix what's happening. Let's start making steps towards a more unified America. An America that is based on the foundations and teaching of our Lord and Savior. You know, everybody's not going to agree with there are other people who have other religious beliefs, which is fine. It is fine. But if you really look down deep into most of the religions of the world, they all kind of come up with the same thing. You know, you should always try to treat your your friends and people you come in contact with the way you would like to be treated. What is that, the golden rule? I mean, it's a real simple philosophy. It's a real simple
treat others the way you want to be treated.
And usually things get a lot better.
They certainly do. Mark, it has been a fun day. We've had a blast today. All right. Just a reminder for you, Southern Fairways will not be on. Auburn football coming up next. Mark, you'll be here next week?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, look, it's always been fun. Thank you for hanging out with us right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. For Mark Glasser, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.